Welcome everybody to the June 10th Select Board meeting and join me in Pledge Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Russ.
Same.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Perfect.
We're like trained dogs, aren't we?
Yeah.
I know, huh?
Ponies.
Seals.
Where's my cookie?
Yeah.
Okay, we got a lot of minutes to approve. We have public minutes for May 13th, non-public for 13th, and June 4th.
Public runs on May 13th as submitted.
Need a second?
Second that.
Okay. Anybody have any corrections or anything? No? Seeing none, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Perfect. All right. The non-public is two sheets on the non-public for the 13th.
I'd like to make a motion to accept the non-public minutes, 1 and 2 for May 13th.
I'll second.
A second. Only question I have is, do we need to fill these up?
If you want ones, I mean, maybe two?
1 and 2?
One was the agreement and one was the hire. No, particularly.
All right, it was just a question.
No, I would say no, maybe the next set.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Wait, you have to say you weren't here, were you?
Not on the 13th.
Yeah, that's correct.
I mean, you don't have to if you don't want.
No, you don't have to.
Yeah.
You can approve them, huh?
Like making a motion to abstain?
You abstaining, okay.
He had nothing to do with it, right?
Boyd abstained to that.
That way you can't get blamed.
All right, how about June 4th?
I'd like to make a motion to accept the minutes for, non-public minutes for June 4th and seal the minutes as well.
I'll second.
Okay.
All right, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
I was here for that one, so I'll vote in favor of that.
Okay, and Brian, yes.
Pat.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
All right. Down my report, so Jeff, you're up.
All right, so last month we finished spring grading. We've been continuing the Tower Hill tree cutting. We do like a day a week, so, you know, it's gonna.
Cleaning up from the remains of the storm, you mean?
No, so we've been cutting trees on Tower Hill.
Yeah, oh, to get ready for the job, okay, yeah.
We only do like a day a week, so it's kinda like an enduring thing. We did cut one hazardous tree on Critchett Road. It was actually uprooted and hanging over the road after that snowstorm in April.
About a week ago?
No, we did it probably halfway through.
What day was that?
April something?
Oh, that's the.
Down the road you went past.
Oh, that was New Boston Road. He wouldn't have been able to do anything with that. That was on.
No, I didn't know if he cleaned up on the side of the road at that point.
Yeah,
no.
we still have been cleaning up trees as it goes.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't been doing just that. Other stuff, but we finished up some of the drainage work that we had started in April on Depot Road. We did some work to the Jane Drive cul-de-sac, so you guys may not be aware, but especially in the winter, that cul-de-sac, it's like a swimming
right.
pool.
Yeah, yeah.
So we just got it to drain, and we did a little bit of work on the hill. That road, I'm sure as you guys know, is on a CIP for, I think it's like 2 years from now. So it'll get a full redo of all the drainage and stuff. I mean, obviously it's pretty badly needed.
Right.
But it's really at least trying to make it a little bit nicer. We did some shoulder cleanup on Douglas Drive and then patching. And other than that, it was a pretty quiet month, really.
Okay.
We didn't really have any huge storms. We have had quite a bit of wind still, but we really haven't had any trees come down, at least that I've taken care of. There's actually been a couple trees that came down over power wires after that storm.
Right.
And I'm kind of thinking some of it might have to do with, I think, some trees partially uprooted during that storm in April, and every
right.
time we yeah. get wind, I think they're still
right.
coming
they
down.
Move a little more. Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus now they're heavier because they got foliage
exactly.
going on them. So
we'll see. But that's all I have.
Good. I have a question.
Yeah.
Are you putting a crew out this year to trim bushes and
Like mow?
No.
Canopy?
Bushes, canopy and the tides.
Yeah, so we are doing that, but there's a lot.
I know there's a lot. I don't think there's a road in town that doesn't need it.
I know, exactly. And that, so what I have been focusing on the last couple of years, because I think it creates a pretty good product. So we obviously go around, we cut, you know, bad spots, but what I've been doing is the roads that we are redoing, like South Road and Tower Hill this year, for instance. Last year was Brown Road. We cut that section pretty hard so that, like, once we move on to the next section, you know, that's not really something that we have to worry about. I know that we are definitely behind in town as far as
brush
management.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, big time.
You know, but I've been trying to cut the roads pretty hard that we are going to be doing road work on, so that in those sections, like, we're getting ahead. So, like, next year, when we start on North Road, we're going to cut that section pretty hard. And then my thought is, by the time we, you know, get around all the roads with road work, you know, they're all trimmed. You know, because that way we can just start mowing them.
Yeah.
To control the brush.
Yeah, well, a lot of it is canopy issues, which has got nothing to do with the roadside mowing. There's just a lot of stuff that is hanging.
That's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you can just see it's closing in on the road big time.
When I'm driving my dump truck around, the mirror
get whacked
in
the eye
all the time. But I didn't know
every 20 feet.
I didn't know if your budget could handle actually hiring somebody to do some of the worst roads or not.
The budget definitely has money in it for quite a bit of canopy trimming.
Okay.
And once we get done with Tower Hill, that's what we're going to end up going to. Like, so I use Bo Cooper for
He's great.
Yep.
So once we get done with Tower Hill, we're going to turn to that type of stuff.
Because I'd like to see.
Yeah.
I don't know what the rest of the board feels, I'd like to see.
Oh, yeah. Believe
that
me.
Harder.
I
want to,
I, you know, if
the budget can stand it.
I would like to cut everything as far back as I can.
Yeah.
I definitely won't be able to get every single road.
Oh,
this
God,
year.
No, there's too many. Yeah.
You know, it's kind of something that I think over the next, like, 5 or 10 years, we can start to get a handle.
Right.
Could I ask a question? Can the MORE fund be used for that? Because that's, quote, roads.
Well, that's usually
that
a project.
It's usually a specific project. Oh, it has to be a specific thing. It can't be for maintenance.
I think
the block grant money can be used for that.
No, because that's usually for improvements, too.
Road construction or something.
This is more maintenance.
Exactly.
So, Jeff, are we about done trapping beavers? We're spending quite a bit of money on those things. We are?
Yeah, we've actually gotten a pretty good handle on a lot of issues in town.
You trap them. You're not just relocating them. Dead anyway.
Well, so they go.
Bring them right to depot.
They're putting them in your pond.
So every beaver goes to good use.
Did you see his new hat?
They were all being...
I'm happy to hear that. It's the most important.
They're all being eaten or... used. I mean,
they're
not.
Where
do
they all come from?
Much information.
They're beavers.
They're
cousins to rabbits.
They are.
Do you want a nice beaver hat? He can get one.
I do.
What happened to the beaverator there that we had? Or what do we call
beaver deceiver?
Beaver deceiver. Yeah.
The beaver deceiver. In certain situations, it definitely works. They're quite expensive, unfortunately.
How many do we have?
So right now we have 3.
And how long does it take to deceive them?
Well, technically, like, it's called a beaver deceiver, but it's like, really what it is just a box.
Yeah,
right. It's kind of like a box on the end of a culvert, so they can't stop up every single side. So I like the beaver deceivers, but I also like to trap kind of in. I like to do them together because I think that's where you get your best bang for your buck. Now, beaver deceivers they're quite expensive.
What do you mean by that?
So, when we installed those 3 beaver deceivers, I think it was like $6,500 or something but you got to remember, this is only for two locations.
Right.
So I spend less than that on trapping in more than, you know, in like
bigger
four
areas.
Or 5 locations. you know what I'm saying? So I think they're really good when used together. Because the beaver deceivers still need to be maintained.
Oh.
Right.
Like, they still do need to be cleaned out.
Oh.
You know, every once in a while.
It might stop them from the culvert, but it doesn't... If so there's water moving, the beavers will attack.
So it's nice to kind of, I guess, go at it both ways. I think that's where we've gotten our best results, really.
Do we have laborers?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I mean, well, I mean, you know how we have trucks and drivers and they get paid a certain rate?
Yeah, no, we don't. Okay. We don't have any laborers.
Okay, your new service coming out?
We do have some young... We have some young kids that have do it. You know, I'd be more than willing. There's a couple, more than a few kids in town.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Can't we give some of these kids part-time jobs?
They have to be supervised. That's the only problem.
Exactly.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's not like back when Dean and I were doing it.
Well, I'm not asking to use a chainsaw.
Give you a couple choppers and take one cut brush.
Exactly. He wants to. Maybe buy a burger if he did a real good job.
He wants to do beavers.
He called me.
He has something to do.
Yeah, I got to call him back.
The short stretch of road that goes between Old Deerfield Road and Deerfield Road.
Okay.
Coming from Old Deerfield Road down to the stop sign.
Like between Critchett and the stop sign?
Yeah. Who does the trimming right there? Because you can't see that stop sign until you're right on top of it.
It's off of it. Well, that would be us. Yeah.
Okay. If we could hit that, because you don't see that until you're about 25 feet away from it now.
I can't see at the end.
Right out here, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The end of this coming out of here. You can't see up the hill.
Well, Island Road coming out there, that's brushes growing up there.
It's growing everywhere. The brushes grew.
It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
I mean, rain and sun. Yeah. Is not friendly for
but
that.
But foliage just seemed to blossom this year big time.
Big this year. Yeah.
I mean, even the rhododendrons, everything so seemed to blossom bigger.
And all the, all those ash trees are letting all that sun in.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we got a lot of rain last year, and this year's been actually a pretty sunny spring into summer. So.
Yeah. Now, Ryan had a forester up at his property, and he said there's something coming for the pine trees. And you showed it to him?
So...
Or is it hemlock or pine?
Well, the hemlock, it's called a woody adelgid, so it's like...
Is that the
pouch?
Yes, that's what.
And that is going to kill a lot of hemlock trees, I believe.
Import hemlocks have taken a beating. They did back in the 80s.
Not having anything.
Yeah. Well, pretty soon, I don't know what we're going to have for trees. But.
We need stronger trees.
Well, the maples are still around. That's all I care about.
Jeff, who can we get to improve the sight distance coming out the exit here on Route 27?
Well, I would.
It's a state.
I think I would have to talk to the state first. Yeah. I know. I'm pretty sure I know what they're going to tell me, but because it's a town office, they may do it. They're probably just going to tell me that I have to do it myself.
Okay.
Because that's kind of how.
Can we do it if they don't?
Oh yeah, yeah. We can do it. I mean, we're going to be out, you know, mowing and stuff here. In the next couple weeks anyways, we could probably hit most of the spots that need it. Because I know coming out of Island Road, the worst of it, it's almost like bamboo growing up on the side of the road. It's just really, really thick.
It's just the speed limit so fast.
Yeah, that's right.
It's not like, nobody goes 35 anyway. Yeah. But
here, I think we'll be a little bit different because half of the blind spot issue is there's just a couple really big trees. Yeah.
Right.
That's right.
You know, and I don't think, I think the state would definitely take care of that. Because, I mean, that would be, it's pretty close to the wires. It's going to be a long tree to take down, which means it's going to be kind of expensive.
Yeah.
I don't really think that's a tree that, we definitely would take it down, but I'd rather, the state do it and they can kind of pay for it.
Right.
Talk to Ray.
Because if it was on a town road, and it was a resident in the same position, we took it, we would pay for it, not the resident. The problem is, so it's not Ray's shed that actually maintains this road.
Is it Hooksett?
It's the Hooksett shed.
Yeah, that's a big fighting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really, so that's what makes it kind of hard.
It is their arguing.
Because I don't actually know the foreman at the Hooksett shed.
Ray
but I can talk to Ray. I'm sure he knows who it is.
Well, we beat up Jeff pretty good, so.
Yeah, oh, no.
Well, he's the only one here.
I know.
Stick around.
We actually have one other thing.
Uh-oh, yeah.
Good.
Uh-oh.
So you guys have a, probably a piece of paper in your packets. So, the last time that the town updated the summer rates was 2014. Obviously, between 2014 and now, you know, everything's gotten more expensive. There's been quite a bit of, you know, just expense that people are incurring, as well as we have, you know, fallen well behind what actual market rate is, you know, a good competitive market rate is for different services that subcontractors are providing to the town. So I got pretty much three quotes, not necessarily quotes, but I got three rates from three different contractors, one being Severino, and two of the other guys were just contractors that work for the town, what they charge when they do like a private job.
Did you do any towns?
No. So most towns...
Go by the state rate.
Well, no, most towns...
No more?
They don't, most towns actually don't do that anymore. Most towns either put it out to bid, or they just take whatever price the contractor gives them.
Okay.
So like most of the surrounding towns here, instead of like the town pretty much dictating the rate, they take whatever rate the contractor gives them. And they just pay that.
In Deerfield and
yeah,
Auburn?
Yeah, they do that, yep. That's what they do. I know for a fact Deerfield does that. Auburn does that as well. The only rates that Deerfield sets is winter. They don't set any other summer rates.
Hmm.
And we set winter, right? Didn't they just get a raise this past winter?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So these rates would be brought up to be competitive with what people are getting, you know, in the private sector. They're not exactly what they would make if they were doing a private job, but it's definitely very competitive. With these rate increases, the fuel surcharge would also completely reset, and it wouldn't be used again unless fuel really starts going crazy again.
Right.
Because obviously these rates have that factored into it.
Yeah, the new benchmark would be about $3.90 a gallon.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Right.
So a laborer is $40 an hour.
Yep.
If they can run a chainsaw, it's 55.
Yep.
Well, it seems like a lot for a laborer.
What?
So
Well, the laborer is not making $40 an hour.
Yeah. So.
Well, who is?
The guy that provides the laborer is making $40 an hour and then paying the laborer.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the way.
Because you've got all the insurances and things that you've got to pay on it. It's not just a straight $40 an hour. It might look expensive, but it really isn't.
No, it isn't. $40, is it?
By the time you're done, he's getting maybe $22 an hour.
Yeah. By the time the employer pays the FICA.
You know, the biggest reason for this increase is, you know, the cost of just running a business really has gone up.
Absolutely.
I mean, or just operating equipment. I mean, it is very expensive to get replacement parts for anything, whether it's a dump
truck, can get them.
If you get it,
you know, it does cost a lot, and insurance has gone up. I mean, if you look at, you know, what you're paying extra at the grocery store, you know, that has transferred over into every single industry, unfortunately, and because of that, the cost of doing business has just really skyrocketed.
Is this something we have to decide today, or can we get some like Fremont is very similar to us. And
I don't think we need to search any further. He's done his homework.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now Jeff and I have figured out that the Tower Hill project was based on the old rates, his estimate of what it would cost. But now we're going to increase the rates effective July 1st probably. So that'll increase the cost of that project. And Jeff and I figured that we could cover that cost overrun with money in the impact fees. Okay, the town approved $200,000 for that project, but if we're short, say, $25,000 or $30,000 because we're paying these new rates, we can take it out of the impact fees. And the impact fees are no longer restricted to a specific district in this town. They were designated for each of the, I think they had eight different zones. But we're no longer restricted to those zones. We can spend the impact fees for highways any place we want. And the same way with the solid waste. So that's, we feel we can still finish Tower Hill.
I mean, we can definitely still do just as much work as we would have.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and then I think maybe next year we need to look at maybe the warrant article, or we just plan on doing less work, which is fine.
Right.
You know, plus the other thing too is
I think we can plan on doing less work.
That we have.
It's a breaking point.
We have the block grant. You know, the block grant is really going to help us out big time.
Right.
With things like this.
So why are the plows and spreaders here if they already got a raise in winter? Why is this here?
Well, because they're not going up.
This is the rate that they were given.
The existing rates. So this is the whole rate sheet for everybody.
How far down Tower Hill are you going?
So I'd like to make it to the Auburn line.
Well, okay, no, all right, I didn't know if that's...
That's what needs to get done, so...
Yeah. No, I'm not questioning, I just was...
All right, so do we want to make a motion to
accept these new rates? Subcontractors' rates?
Yeah.
I move a motion to accept these proposed subcontractors' rates dated 6/4/24. Is that when it goes?
We can just do it 6/10.
Pardon?
Well, might as well just do it to today.
6/10.
Instead of 6/4. Yeah. I left 6/4, and I should have changed it to 6/10.
And you want those rates effective July 1st?
No, he said
6/10.
No, he was dating this 6/10.
He dated this 6/4, but he changed it to 6/10.
Okay. Today's the date.
I agree with what you said, and I think you should probably stick with that.
No.
So we're changing the date effective 6/10. The proposed subcontractor rates for 6/10/24, accepting as they are on the paper here.
As that presented. We get a second, Raven?
Second that.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Russ?
I'm not in favor. I don't know enough about this.
Boy, Jeff and I talked about this quite a bit. Yeah.
You're in favor?
Yeah.
I'm in favor?
I'm in favor.
Okay. About police.
Chief's going to be here.
Okay, I'm going to set it aside.
Pardon?
Is he going to come? Is he going to do the report? Or?
No, he's on a duty call tonight.
Okay.
But and he'll bring us up to date. I don't
on everything.
Okay. Yeah, I mean it's.
That's a good way.
So hold that off till we meet with them later, or what?
Yeah,
I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
I mean, that's just because you...
Fire department.
Yeah. Dean, here's a memo here. They did regular truck and building maintenance, driver training, EMS training. They had 43 EMS incidences they responded to. Last month, 9 fire incidences, total of 52. And their response time average for all calls throughout this whole town is 9 minutes and 29 seconds. So from the time they get the call right here until they until they respond to somebody's front door. Those are pretty commendable numbers.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. The question I have, though, is now that we're not volunteers anymore, the call goes out and all the firemen, if they're in town, that they respond to the call.
Right.
So at that point, they're being paid.
Dean should speak to this. That's not.
Well, that's what I'm saying is I'm trying to figure out how we. I mean, we have.
They are still 40. Volunteer.
No.
Yeah.
They are still.
They're still volunteer. Still a volunteer fire department, but
the compensation had to
do the quarterly. Yeah. Stipends. Now that it's all figured out,
it's by hour. We're paying them by the hour. So what I'm saying is, if they're leaving their home to a call, normally that was part of the stipend that was there. So now are they being paid by that hour rate? And if 40 firemen showed up, who's turning them back that we don't need you? And then is there that pay at that point that they were there and back?
I'm sure Gene can answer that question.
Well, he's at a meeting. I'm sorry. Yeah. I didn't know.
No, that's,
I,
that,
that's a fair question.
Yep. No, we got it. That's...
Yeah,
and I don't know
because it's going to be what about 15,000 more,
right?
Like, from what I understand, for the year.
So I went from 40,000, which is what our stipend 43,000, what the stipend was, to maybe 55 or so.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, it's, you know, I'm saying, you know, mm-hmm. we're, you know, wait a minute, hey, if I go there, I can get paid.
Well,
and
I don't think any of them do that.
No,
for that
no, no, you don't know. Hey, wait, wait, let's stop. Let's stop this. We don't know what is in anybody's mind or anything else. And what I'm saying is, you get new people on, who knows? You have a dedicated staff, but at the other end of it, you've got to still be looking out for the town of Candia. I'm not. They're good guys.
Well, honestly, I'd rather have the 40 show up.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, no, fine. I have no problem with that.
Nobody.
All right, building. Is Bob on?
He's not.
He's not. Nobody wants to come anymore? Is that yours, Patrick?
Yeah, I was looking for his actual printed... Usually he's got a quick summary, but there's no summary here.
Well, the May has a May revenue year to date.
All right. Yeah. May revenue is $28,934.66, which is down.
That's year to date.
That's year to date. Sorry.
May is.
That would have been a really good May. $7,559, which is actually up about $600 from last year. And the year to date is $28,934, which is a little bit down, but
not much.
Not much at all. So people are still building and adding on and all kinds of fun stuff. As far as the code enforcement, I don't see anything new. Any questions? All right, let's move on.
No, we got a few that quite a few that are closed, so that's good.
He's definitely on top of this stuff.
Yeah.
He
does a great job keeping things organized.
Anybody have any questions for Patrick on that? Seeing none, solid waste.
Before I go into this, let me just, I don't know if anybody's been down to the solid waste area, taking a look at the flower pots, if you want to call it, very variety of different ones and flowers growing. Chuck, on his own time, spends a lot of that, and if you have a chance, take a look. It's doesn't look like a dump at that point, and
okay.
If we could get rid of that steel iron pile, but that's where it's at.
Doors, yeah.
That's where it's at. We had a little bit more, 2 tons more of total waste in May of 24 compared to 23. The recyclables, there's 21 tons for the month of May, and revenue about the same as last May, and year to date is 24,000. 38 Freon units evacuated, that we have to pay for. That's electronics pickup, 9,000 pounds were recycled. The other end, seeing as how it rained on Sunday, I got a funny feeling this next week that it's going to be crazy because everybody that didn't go in the yard sale is coming over.
Right. Yeah.
So it wasn't, you know, the raining kept some people from going and taking it. at that point.
Oh, Amazon boxes.
What?
Thank you. Anything on the budget, Sue?
Wednesday.
Wednesday, okay. The planning board, we did do a little bit further on the I just drew a blank.
Impact.
No, the impact fees.
The impact fees. And I know Sue had chimed in on the school one, and unfortunately that wasn't part of what Nate was working on.
Is somebody going to work on that?
Pardon?
Is somebody going to work on the impact fees?
It was eye-opening.
For the school, yeah.
Yeah, but it won't be Nate Miller.
Not, yeah, it probably will.
Oh, okay.
Because that's who we've contracted with.
But they want to wait a year.
Well, I don't know if we'll be waiting a year or not, it depends.
Oh, I thought that's what they said.
It's not as complicated as the others. The others have a lot more that go into creating the impact fees.
Really?
The school doesn't.
Wow. And we can go back and get the 2.5 million. We can have that applied.
We can use that.
Even though it's gone by.
What do, oh, you mean from their budget?
Mm-hmm. Remember that passed a couple of years ago?
That could be part of.
Can be it, even though it's gone by.
I didn't shut this.
Yeah.
Because that's where the real money is, at the school.
Was that impact fees that wasn't used?
It isn't, when it comes to that.
We've never had school impact fees.
Never assessed.
What do you use it for?
For the proportionate share of the impact.
Impact fees for the school. What can it be like, you know, impact fees for the roads, you use them for the road, or traffic impact fees?
Right, but they're redoing the whole thing.
Okay.
So I don't know if they're going to do, how, for private households, he said that would be, because businesses wouldn't be hiring kids.
Right.
Correct.
It was complicated, you should listen to it, the last.
It was pretty good presentation.
It was very good, yeah, he's very, very.
He's very.
I read his handout.
Nate's really shocked when it comes to this. So anyways, it's in the works and it's close to being completed. He's going to have the final for us, or final draft for us at the next meeting.
Oh, good.
That's 2 weeks, another week and a half, whatever. So that'll be good. Anything else for any of the departments? All right. Accepting the block grant.
Now, what are the restrictions of what we can use this block grant for? It has to be related to a highway project?
Well, it has to be to improvements.
Yeah.
It can't be used for maintenance.
Okay.
Yeah.
So can we allocate some of that, dedicate some of this to, like, Tower Hill?
Yeah. Right?
That's what he was saying earlier.
That's kind of what I plan on doing.
Okay. But it's not maintenance.
Not maintenance.
So we should have an ongoing reconstruction project every year to use this.
Well, we do. We have usually more than one.
That's right. Yeah.
So somebody had, a community member had talked to us about Donovan Road. Okay. He was opposed to doing that, I guess, without a warrant article, it sounded like.
Something. Yeah. But
I got that email as well.
Oh, you did? Okay, good.
Yeah, and that. I definitely understand what he was talking about, and I think he's right.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I mean, I definitely think, especially like if we were going to pave it, I do agree with the way what he thought about
okay.
it.
Okay.
Because, and I would say this, I think I might have gotten a little ahead of myself, and it really until we kind of, because we do need to catch up with the paved roads that we already have. I think before we would think about doing something like.
Well, and they've got to be kept
because,
up. I mean, the traffic.
Something that we can definitely do to make that spot better, really, is just we could definitely re-gravel it, and I think it would hold it together a little bit better anyways.
Is this one by 27?
Yeah.
100 cars a day. 100 cars. 100 trips a day.
100 cars?
100 trips a day.
Where is this now?
Pedigree.
Yeah, so that's 50
trips a day.
Because it's in and out. In and out.
So oh,
you
better.
Drop them off, you pick them up. You drop them off.
No, all right.
So is there
business
in
there? Right.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that would
that's
be
a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot. Well, Jeff, there's $263,000 in the budget for asphalt.
Yeah, yeah. And we're going to use it.
Can we use it on that road?
So I think I'm kind of the mind that when we use it, I think we should use it to try and catch up on the roads that we already have paved before
okay.
we would go and pave another stretch of road.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
That's fine. Take care of what we have.
I think it's at some point I would love to pave that, but I do think that it would probably make sense to put it in.
I do think,
though, it would be a small warrant article.
I do think that you should do at least a skirt.
Oh, yeah.
Something, because can they...
A little apron, 10 foot or something.
That I am still planning on doing.
Okay.
Because every dirt road should have that.
Just it's coming out onto tar or even dirt.
Just to break it from, you know, for really a couple of reasons. To break it from the state road to the dirt road so people aren't dragging salt into the dirt. But also so that when they grade that road, they don't have to back all the way out into...
The highway.
The highway, because that's a wicked blind spot.
Oh, yeah.
And the grader cab's way back here.
Oh, I know.
The nose is out.
You've got 30 feet already out in the road.
That's right. Honestly, if for no other reason than that, I would like to do an apron there. I still would like to do that. But I'm talking about what we had talked about before.
Right.
Where we were.
Well, I think you're right that there's plenty of tide roads that need the asphalt. Exactly.
And I think we can achieve a lot of the objectives with that road by re-graveling.
Yeah.
Or something to that nature. At least for now.
May I ask a question? Are people who aren't residents of Candia allowed to do a petition warrant article?
No.
Is it just registered voters?
That's part of the verification.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So it has to be at least 25, which that's no problem. But I hate to have something come in with 200 people.
No,
it's like, no, a lot of them use that. A lot of them use that road.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're customers, is what you're talking about.
Yeah. We have a motion then to accept the block grant.
Yeah, I move we accept this $23,508.83 block grant from the state of New Hampshire.
I'll second that.
All right. Sorry. All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Now, we'll credit the revolving fund with that?
Yeah, I'll go into the revolving fund.
Okay.
Perfect.
See, that way we keep that money separate. Mm-hmm. Then
exactly.
We can use it for
exactly. The whole reason that I wanted to put that warrant article in.
Right.
So that it's separate and it's actually broken.
Back.
All right.
Yeah.
So that's the stipulation on accepting it. It gets credited to the highway revolving.
All right. This next item, the town clerk update. Is that something that you want to share?
She has money for the extra voting machine, which she's not going to buy this year because she doesn't want to test one for the presidential election. So she does want to buy, they're called poll pads, so if you take a look at them. She wants to buy 8 of those with that money. So she's not going to use that money for the voting machine. She's going to buy the poll pads instead.
I don't.
So what does this mean? Are we going to get new voting machines or not?
Voting machines in the new year, not for this.
So what's a poll pad do?
They just like when I vote in my town, you go in and they scan your license and the information comes up and it's makes the process quicker. Yeah.
Okay.
You don't have to stand in line,
check-in.
In other words,
yeah.
To your alphabetical.
And you don't need all them people
names, and sign in.
But you still go to the poll and
themselves or somebody else?
No, someone checks you in.
They still check you in, but you don't have to stand
in
line under your name.
So I see.
It will make the process more efficient.
And this was also recommended by the moderator.
I thought it wasn't recommended.
No, it was.
I propose instead to purchase poll pads.
No, he wants it.
Okay, he does. Okay. No.
But then they go to the booth and...
And then they go, yeah.
And we're going to still
use... That
part. We're still using the counting... Machine.
Yeah, yes.
Same
yes,
counting machine.
Yes.
According to what she wrote up there, it also helps at the end for counting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is anybody able to go to that demonstration in Merrimack?
I think that's tomorrow, isn't it?
Tomorrow?
I think it's tomorrow, yeah.
So
I'll take that as
all this, so this money, the $5,000 that we told the people we were using for the voting machine,
we'll
is no longer
going
to be used for the voting machine.
No, she doesn't want to. So she's using it for a different purpose, which is the poll pads. So.
And we're still going to have to buy voting machines in the future.
Next year.
So how are we going to explain that?
Yeah. I don't know.
She doesn't want to buy it this year. I mean, she's not going to turn them. She's spending the money. It's just on something else.
Okay.
She'll budget for the new voting machine next year, and it'll be a different voting machine, a more efficient
for two
one.
More,
right
correct?
Now, there's 3 companies that offer them, and I think he was just talking about the demonstration of one of the companies.
Yeah.
So she's still researching that, but she doesn't want to do one for this coming election just because it's
going to
be.
She wasn't going to, though. She was going to buy it this year, buy a second one next year, so we had a backup.
Yeah.
Is that plan gone?
I don't know about the backup. I know she's gonna at least buy one next year, so.
Because we needed two to get it going, from what I understand. Because you need a backup if it jams.
Yep.
Yep.
So she was gonna buy one this year and one next year, so.
Well, if you buy it, it has to be used at the next election.
No.
No, it don't have to.
Right here.
Where?
Accepted by select board for use in an election. That new machine must be used at the very next.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know that.
Election.
Yeah, I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
Okay, not before.
I know, they're always afraid to use the new machine for like a presidential.
Well, this is a presidential election.
She doesn't wanna use it for that. She wants to use what we have now for.
2025.
So what say, board?
Well, if this is her recommendation, I think we should go and agree with her. I mean, what do we know about all this?
Apparently not.
We can use these pads.
Have they really considered all the?
The pads we can use for anything. What I'm trying to say is for checking people.
It's all checking.
And we're not talking about an election machine.
She said she's purchasing eight altogether.
For $5,000?
Because, no, $8,000, I think.
Yeah.
They're $1,000 a pad?
Yeah, I mean, you'll see that you can scan your, like, you go up and they scan your license. Yeah, I mean, they're fancy, yeah.
Like, these have to connect to the internet and everything.
Yeah, I believe so.
So.
You have to shave your beard so you can get.
So wait a minute, though. What are we gonna, is the internet over at CYAA?
They do have internet.
Yeah, you have.
But they don't have streaming? What happened there?
No streaming.
Yeah, they can't do that.
But Zach, they can do this?
Yeah.
The way it sits now, or do we have to configure something?
CYAA.
No, they can do it because you just gotta sign in on their password.
There's gonna, I mean.
I don't know.
Security wise.
Same as your phone, Sue.
There's gonna be more to buy than just the, you're gonna.
That's just what I was thinking. This is not the bottom line.
No, no.
It's definitely not the bottom line.
Never is.
You gotta have the electrical power to every one of them too, at that point.
Yeah.
That'll blow the circuit breakers.
Well, what I was saying is it's more setup at that point.
Power, security, internet, everything.
So this just takes the place of those ladies who check you in, poll workers?
The ladies will still be there, but you don't have to worry about being an alphabetical board.
Yeah, you don't get to walk up yourself and scan it. They take your license.
Any one of them up there.
Yeah.
That has a machine in front of them will scan you down.
Is that the only convenience that offers, that you don't have to stand in the?
Well, that, and I think the moderator can, he can monitor, plus the closing at the end of the night, he can get his numbers a lot easier than the way we do it now.
No, but the write-ins are still gonna be hand counted, correct?
Yeah, but that'll be plugged in. He punches, puts that in.
Supposed to assist with it.
I don't know that much about this, do you?
About the poll pads?
Yeah, has any, I really don't.
If it's so much faster, do we need eight machines?
It may not be eight. I thought she said eight, but she has the invoice here, so let's see. She's got the connectivity one-time fee.
Jeez, look at that. Is it gonna be $1,750 every year for the?
No, you're buying them.
It says software.
It says a one-time fee, one-time fee.
That's one time, okay.
That's a one-time fee. It says ongoing poll pad software.
$300 per.
Per poll, yeah, fee per poll pad, yeah, poll pad bundle.
So how many pads?
Well, it's four. She's ordering four.
She's buying four. I apologize. Yeah, it's $8,000.
So they'll have three, and the moderator has one.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Can't we just pay the ballot clerks more? For $8,000, we can give them a good raise.
Let's take $8,000 and buy the poll.
There you go.
Buy the what?
It might not be like you want, Russ. But yeah, this, I don't know.
Well, it does process challenged voters.
How about all those who've had their license revoked? They won't be able to vote.
Yeah, exactly.
You need to have a non-driver ID.
Yeah.
Can you scan your utility bill and stuff like that?
No, you can scan a non-driver ID.
Yeah? You can?
Yeah, absolutely.
Bad speech for these students, it sounds like.
I've never had one, but I mean, it's the same, looks the same as a driver's license.
Yeah, really, yeah.
Just can't get caught driving with it.
So if you lose your license and you don't go get it, you don't get it, think of, you need a non-driver ID card, you won't be able to vote.
If you don't get it.
Huh? If you don't, that's what I'm...
I'm not gonna say that.
That hasn't been enforced, yeah, we're all set.
I was about to cross a line that I really shouldn't cross.
I don't know, what say you people?
Well, they've got something built in for that.
Well, I'm sure that they have a manual system for that.
Yeah.
But you have to show an ID to...
But it says, you know, either using manual entry or ID scan method, so you can do both.
I'd rather give them more money in their pocket myself. $8,000 is a lot of money if we give them a raise. I mean, I understand what she's saying. I'd like to talk to Clark about this.
Does this integrate with the new ballot system that they're planning on going with?
Yeah. Or?
I don't know, because that's the ballot counting machine, which is...
That's a counting machine, physically.
You're checking in, which is different. Ballot counting machine's a little different.
But I think it will cross-reference, I think, into the...
Well, if it's saying, yeah, at the end, what did it say there? It said...
Here's another thing. Where are these going to be stored?
Check-in totals, turnout data, and reports from administrative...
Office is getting smaller and smaller.
So there's really no way...
I see some hesitation. I hear hesitation.
Can we get the name of the next meeting?
Or Donna.
And Donna.
Well, this is why I told her to write this up, because, you know...
Yeah, Donna and...
It's from March of next year, anyhow.
Well, the ballot machine is for March of next year.
They want the pads for September?
The pads are for November.
Well, I wouldn't do that.
We still got time.
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do any of it.
All right.
Well, leave time on the pads.
Want Clark and Donna both to come in.
Clark and Donna, okay.
They had to know that this was gonna happen with technology.
Right. Because I'm probably the biggest illiterate.
But the poor CYA, if we blow the fuses with plugging them...
No, they don't draw much, Sue.
Oh, these won't draw.
They don't draw nothing.
Do they have the outlets? Remember how we were all running...
Well, I mean, there's a lot to figure out with this that we don't have the answers to.
But they would, okay.
I would imagine Clark would probably...
Just gonna say, they use them in my town and it works beautifully. You're in and out.
Who says?
You're in and out.
In my town,
because
it works beautifully.
Who's gonna say that?
In my town.
She said it works
beautifully in my town.
But the county...
The towns that use...
You don't have a vote, sorry.
Do they use that in one area?
Yes.
Do they have...
We're also 25,000 people.
Do they have new voting machines now, too? In Londonderry?
I don't know what Sherry has. She may have something newer.
I thought what we had was standard throughout the state.
Yours, when I bring up my ballot, it looks like the one that we use. So
that was good to say.
So we have the newer version.
But I still think you have to do the write-ins by hand. I don't think it's going to make the other quicker. But we'll see. They'll know better than...
Yeah, I'll have Donna come.
You're right, that's a good one to pick out, though. Okay, so we want them to come in.
Yeah, we'll table right until they come in.
Yes.
I think it would ease some minds for sure.
Yeah. All right, now we have a ZBA appointment.
Oh, I'd like to make a motion for him.
We'll have at it.
For Ron, I'd like to make a motion to reappoint Ron Howe to the ZBA.
For another term.
Yeah, for another term, which is what?
3 years.
3 years.
3 years.
3 years.
Yeah.
You're second?
Yeah.
Yep, what? You're second, eh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Russ.
Sue.
Boy.
Brian.
Pat.
Oh, brother.
Two more appointments for the fire department.
You want me to read them off, Andrew?
Please.
Please.
On Chief Young's recommendation, I move that we support the appointment of Alexander Roberts from Raymond, New Hampshire, to be appointed to the Kennedy Volunteer Fire Department.
She's an
advanced EMT.
Yeah, second that.
Pretty good.
Okay.
See, no discussion. All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Perfect.
And one more, again, on Chief Young's recommendation, I move we support the nomination and the appointment of Megan Finning, a paramedic of Sandown, New Hampshire, to the Kennedy Volunteer Fire Department.
Second.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Boy, not a week goes by that we don't have a couple of people.
I think he's running something now. I don't know why.
What's he up to? 500 employees now over there?
He's almost up to 700.
They need a bigger place.
No, we need to send a couple of them to...
Yes.
They all get free pancakes at the...
I know they do. Did you see
why
that?
Why don't we send them?
It's all the free food they get?
Yeah. Did you
that
see it?
Oh,
yeah.
That's so sweet.
Is that what it is? The free food they get?
Brian.
Huh?
Thing over at the CYA.
We're circumventing to the special police academy.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Okay. Oh, nice.
Make that one of the hiring conditions, right?
To attend the opening day of our farmers market.
Are you going to be there, Patrick?
We have one more item under new business.
Oh, other than this?
Sorry, I did not make a copy of it because it's a whole list of.
Yeah, it is.
It's the dog warrant.
All the delinquent dog people.
Yes, yeah.
My name's not on there this time, though.
Nope. I checked, no selectmen are.
I paid mine this time when I did the license for the vehicle.
Not one selectman.
Yeah, that'll be great. Thank you, boy.
So she just wants the board to sign this. She wants to start sending up the postcards, the media blasts, social media posts, and remind them to license their dog, and there'll be a $25 unlicensed dog fee effective July 1st. So.
Wow.
We do this every year.
That only gives them a couple of weeks.
Well, I knew since April. It's been.
I know.
I was gonna say.
Yeah.
It's nothing new. It happens every year.
Yep.
It does, yeah.
Just like Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's what I.
Excuse me. He gave me his nice pen here.
Want to see if he's got on there? No, mine's name out, but.
I know, you look at all your friends and relatives and make sure.
Brian.
Oh, they go alphabetical?
He might be.
No, I didn't see any rocks.
I didn't see any rocks. I went over and paid it for him.
You did? Did you tell him to take it off your bill?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, apple pie baking contest.
Yep.
Where do you
oh
see
my
that?
Gosh.
It's too
I'm sorry,
hot for chocolate
ahead
chip cookies.
I was going to say, well.
They're looking for judges.
My pie isn't horrible, but it's.
So, what's that, the farmer's market then?
Yeah, yep.
Oh, this
Melissa
is
our invite. Told me about this a few weeks ago. She had sent the I got the email this morning, but they'd like the selectmen. They're inviting the selectmen to attend the Candia's Farmer Market, the first Candia's Farmer Market of the season on June 15th, which is next Saturday.
We can't go to any other
Saturday
ones, or just the first one?
Yeah,
this
next,
well, we're invited
this,
to this,
this
one.
Saturday.
The other one.
To the other ones we have to break into.
We got to crash.
Yeah.
Well, they have flights so here. And I think, are they doing wine?
They have, yeah.
It's
they got a wine
yeah
truck?
Yeah,
beer
truck? Oh, no, beer.
Beer
they have
truck
like four.
I can't remember
four,
which brewery it was. I think Stark, maybe. She put something out on Facebook.
I don't think I can make it.
Yeah, I know I saw one.
My son's taking me golfing Saturday morning.
What time, though?
7 o'clock.
Oh, you'll be done by 9.
No, you
no
won't.
Not 18 holes. So.
No,
doing 18.
We're only
right
doing 9. Don't
no,
only
I was going to say he's doing 18. Okay. Are we walking or taking the card?
The card.
I haven't played in 10 years.
I was going to say, geez, that'll be fun.
This
someone
is next week.
For, for your son.
It'd be a lot of laughs.
I know.
That's not for me.
I'm going to ask him to film it.
Pie baking contest. Hmm. I should enter that,
September,
though.
Yeah. Day.
Huh?
No, I said, yeah, that's in September and National Honeybee Day on the
Ryan
17th.
Just loves this, the farmer's market.
Yeah?
He absolutely
yeah
it's
loves
a really,
it
really nice farmer's
good turnip.
It
yeah
really
is.
Is
a good one?
Yeah.
Good size.
It's worth coming to.
Yeah.
Did they do the poison ivy, Linda?
We were going to
sell coffee.
We
were supposed
there
to.
Over there, too?
The truck was.
Yeah.
The truck was there.
I'm getting out there with my weed be gone over here.
Yeah. And they were doing your.
Oh, the infield?
Yep.
Oh, good. They really laid it into it.
I hope so.
I do, too.
You can check it if you want.
Was there anything else in the old business?
No.
Or other business?
Yeah, I have two items under
okay
other business.
I'm going to borrow black. I just have purple. Are you black? Thank you.
No.
I finally found somebody in Candia who reads the town report, and she specifically reads the auditor's report.
Uh-oh.
Every year. She's a CPA that lives on Patton Hill Road. She's pretty sharp. So she had some questions about the auditor's report, and I gave her a copy of the notes 14B. Specifically, she wanted to know why we, and the auditors identified this as a material weakness in the report, which from an accountant's point of view, that's a big deal. It's a big red flag, okay? So her name is Debbie Power. She identified this, she talked to me about it. And the issue is whether the unpaid property taxes are being reconciled against the general ledger. And apparently that's been a finding for the last 3 or 4 years. So I emailed Kim, and I asked her about this. And to my satisfaction, she answered that, she said, ever since I took this job in 2023, I've been doing that. So there's one material weakness that we just got rid of from the auditor's report. And I got to thank her for that, because apparently that was an easy thing, can to kick down the road and never, you know, adopt that practice and do that on a regular basis. So I commend her for that. So she took
Kim's
that one
pretty
off.
Shot.
Yeah, she really is. Yes,
yeah.
And the second item I have, I think this board ought to recognize the principal of the Moore Elementary School, who was recently named Elementary School Principal of the Year by the New Hampshire School Principals Association. And there was an article in the paper, and they gave her quite a glowing review of her efforts. Her name is Becky Wing. And she's apparently done a good enough job over there that in the competition for that distinction, she won statewide. There must be 200 elementary schools in New Hampshire.
Yeah, 220.
And she came out right on top of it. So I think this board owes her that kind of recognition.
So we send her something?
Yeah, why don't you?
Okay. One of those.
Boom, 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 boom.
Like something
open a suggestion.
Invite a flowers party.
I love this.
I got to get my people to do it.
Don't you have someone that does that for you?
This job is as hard as I thought.
What did you have in mind, Sue? Anything?
For what?
Just a letter of recognition?
Well, I don't know. Just
said the board would like to recognize you for the distinction that you've earned in the town of Candia's, being
what you add to the community. I mean,
it's a credit to the town of this town.
You don't know how to word
good
it.
With
go
that?
To AI. Yeah. Have you ever gone on that?
No.
Oh my gosh.
Is it?
It is insane.
What is it?
It's you go right on, and they'll write your resume. They'll write letters for you. Everything.
It's just called AI. Is it called
AI? It's
crazy.
It takes
unbelievable.
Just going to be a bunch of smooth brains walking.
Yes,
that's right.
If you know Biden's
awful.
Things are from AI. Yeah. Maybe not.
His intelligence has been pretty artificial for a while.
If every word was spelled right, they wouldn't know it came from me.
Yeah.
No, it's so hard. That's cool. Do you mind doing that?
No, I don't have to set up. I'll take care of it.
We can pick some flowers out of the
You want to try
town
them
office building garden and send them.
Not the poison ivy.
No. Okay.
Have you been out to see that guy?
Don't get me going.
Got anything from the public?
Public? Any public there?
Okay. Is there public? Who is that? No one?
I don't see him.
That's a different.
I don't know if it's Block and Andrew,
wasn't
the whole
drunk
meeting.
In public. Mm. Drunk in a bar.
But you know what I love, Linda, that you look up there.
Oh.
Are we
some
this
don't look
we
up there. You can be raising your hand, you can be
do
going
we need to
like
go over this in public?
They never acknowledge
which one
you.
Is that?
The police.
If you'd like.
Do we need to?
We don't think we need to.
Okay.
He kind of wings. He doesn't read from his report. He just gives an update.
There isn't a whole lot.
There's a couple of arrests.
Yeah. There you go.
Uh-oh. Let me check that.
It's not none of our names, all right?
52 issued motor vehicle warnings and 11 summonses. So that's
better.
52. So that, see, the cruisers are out there, too.
Yeah. Huh?
The cruisers are out there. 52
warnings.
They're
doing the best they can.
Can't get blow-up dolls to do that, can you?
So, is that all we have for old and other?
Mm-hmm. That's all I have.
That's all you have? You're good? Motion then to come out of public and go into non-public.
I'll make that motion.
Get a
I'll
second.
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Josh.
Sue.
Boy.
Brian.
God.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff.